This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Don't forget, in the noon o'clock hour, we'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Texas Rangers. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Deep.
Oh, that's all right.
I tried.
We're getting there. That's
I had to practice.
Nice.
I kept in the pre-show, I kept saying dap. And then I was like, I was saying dill, and it wasn't working.
And then at one point you said Dak,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, well, that's just, yeah, but that's
but I auto-corrected and accidentally said Dan, too.
Yes, you know, very disappointing across the board, but you figured it out, so I'm proud
now,
of you.
Now, hold on, like, so gridiron gravy, like, that's gridiron, like, that's the football field in general.
Correct.
Right? So that's not, like, just professional football.
You know what?
So, like, Larry, would there, like, if there was news on, like, the college football front, about the University of Texas Longhorns.
Son of a gun.
Could we talk about that?
Just real quick, can I tell you why I'm in a tough spot? Damn it. Jump up and bite my ass.
Five-star wide receiver. It has been a wonderful week for your University of Texas Longhorns. Arch Manning 1 week ago today. You get Derek Williams, the Louisiana safety, also a five-star, commits on Monday. Yesterday, Jonte Cook, five-star receiver from DeSoto. And Anthony Hill, Denton Ryan's own. It's down. It's down to you or me. We got me and Larry versus you.
I saw it.
Anthony Hill has narrowed it down to A&M or Longhorns.
You guys always win the biggest things that aren't the actual game.
Well, here we go.
I get it.
Texas fight. Yeah. Texas. Oh, you got to hit me, Larry.
He didn't even do it. He doesn't even believe it.
Larry went to the school.
Even I knew what you were supposed to say.
All right, we can get back to the gridiron grave music. But yeah, 3 5-star recruits in a week, Hagee.
All right.
So Take that, Jimbo.
I'm going to address this because you got me in a tough spot here. Because I have frequently advocated that gridiron gravy should include all football things and not just NFL things. So I feel like I can't go against that
right.
and try to box this information out.
You shouldn't.
I called for
careful
that
what
one.
You wish for, Hagee.
Yeah, that came back to cost me. I will say it has been a phenomenal, and we talked about this, what are we, like a week out from?
Yeah, it was one week ago today.
Okay, we talked about this when he committed to Texas. Is one of the things I legitimately asked, and yes, I'm an A&M person, and so I clearly dislike Texas, but one of the things I did ask was, what will be the recruiting bump because of this? Because if we're talking about, like, with all due respect to Quinn Ewers, Arch Manning, even if they are, like, rated both at 1.0, which is amazing by 24/7 Sports, is Arch Manning feels like a generational quarterback prospect that people are talking about. I did wonder what kind of recruiting bump that they would get. The only thing I'm still kind of irritated about by Texas fans is how they all said, well, it's going to work out perfectly and there's going to be absolutely no problems.
I mean, Jonte Cook, the receiver, he was somebody that was like firmly in Texas's radar. But it was, I mean, last week, like for instance, the 247 predictions last week, the expert crystal ball predictions, the day Arch committed, all like within 24 hours, all four of them locked in as Cook to Texas. So that one had an effect.
Yeah, I know. And I absolutely believe that. And I believe that last week. I was like, it just makes sense. This is a huge, huge get for Texas. I still remain curious to see how it's going to play out. Now, people on Twitter yelled at me and they're like, well, it's going to play out perfectly because Quinn Ewers is only has to play for 2 years since he was at Ohio State for a cup of coffee. And then he'll go straight to the pros. And then after Arch redshirts, then he'll come right in and there's no crossover.
Works out perfect.
Even though the betting odds have it at a minus 2,000 that Arch will not redshirt. And so that's what I want to see, how that competition goes. And then poor Hudson Card. That's right. I know about your team. He was the number two quarterback recruit in the country the year before that. And it feels like he is an afterthought to all of this. And they're like, we're just going to move.
Yeah, I mean, the guy I feel worse for is, I mean, Hudson Card, he was done as soon as Ewers got there. The guy I feel worse for is Malik Murphy. Because Arch going here now, Malik Murphy is the one who like really is going to have to transfer.
Yeah. And so I'm just curious to see how that plays out. But there's no question. Arch going to Texas, I think, is a very, very big deal. I did not anticipate any of that was going to happen.
Do you like that? We got a good 5 minutes of UT talk out of Hagee.
I hate it when TU is involved.
We're going to talk North Carolina basketball next segment.
You know what? It's still a shame that they canceled the Final Four and they never had that much anticipated Duke North Carolina final, because that's how I deal with things. All right, let's go to do you have general thoughts about Mark Colombo?
He's a Renaissance man. He's also like, that's an old school football guy right there.
With that in mind, mm-hmm. We're going to go to cut number 20 right here. Brandon Jacobs was talking about somebody, and he was talking with somebody, and then Mark Colombo came up. They were both bad-mouthing him, and then all of a sudden we led to this magical idea for a celebrity boxing match.
I thought that was whatever.
He's a weirdo.
He's got, good about it.
He's got a metal band. So I tweeted at you a few months ago, a lot of celebrity boxing matches. You know, we saw Frank Gore in there, who's one of my favorite guys of all time. What kind of purse do we have to set up to get a Brandon Jacobs versus Mark Colombo boxing match? Because he needs it. He doesn't have a job.
It doesn't even matter. I'll stop him before one. I promise you.
I need it. I really need it.
Hey, pay me whatever. I'm with it.
It's my life.
No question.
So you're saying like, A celebrity softball game, home run derby, celebrity boxing match. I got it. We're in. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
So I'm going to tweet this at him. He's a pussy. He won't react. I can't stand him.
Oh my lord!
Before I die, I need to see Brandon Jacobs. You know, one round.
I can't remember the co-host he's talking to. You can pull it down. I can't remember the co-host he's talking to, but he has very, very negative things to say about Mark Colombo. And so Brandon Jacobs said he'll fight him for free. And guarantee to stop him in the first round.
Zero chance. Zero chance that happens. Mark Colombo is 4 inches taller, is bigger, is meaner. Like, Mark Colombo's not like a mean guy, but like, that was his whole thing. He was blue collar, mean football player.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing their issue complaining about him is also because of that style.
Yes.
How he's a little rough around the edges at times. And he's actually a friend of Sean and RJ. He's a friend of the morning show.
Yeah. Sean and RJ need to have
Sean
him on to
absolutely
respond.
Needs to get him on to talk about this. So there's zero chance Brandon Jacobs is beating up Colombo. And also, wasn't Brandon Jacobs the one who in that wild card or that divisional round playoff game that they lost in 07? Wasn't he the one who, when he scored the go ahead touchdown, he threw it at the star in the end zone and knocked it down? I'm sure that made Colombo upset in the moment. Like, this is his chance to get out some long-standing anger against Brandon Jacobs.
So the NFL put out their list of the top-selling jerseys thus far of 2022. How many non-quarterbacks do you think are on the list?
Non-quarterbacks? We'll say 3.
The answer will be revealed as we go through the top 10. You thought I was just going to tell you.
No, I mean, I glanced at it, but I didn't see who was on there.
Oh, do you care to take a guess, or did your glance give you all the answers? Do you remember them? Do you have
No, I just, I remember who's 1 and 3. That's all
right,
I remember.
Who's number 1?
Russell Wilson.
Who's number 3?
Devontae Adams.
That is correct. Can you name, how many of the other 8 can you name?
I would guess, let's see here. Would Burrow?
Whoa, no. My question is, how many of the other 8 can you name?
I'm guessing I can, if you give me 12 guesses, I could probably get it.
0 incorrect answers.
Okay, 0. I could probably go 4 before I get an incorrect answer.
Larry, can you name more than 4 of the top 10 jersey sales in the NFL for 2022? We already said Russell Wilson and Devontae Adams. There are 8 names left on the board. Bobby says he can get 4. Can you beat 4?
4 before missing, yes.
I think yes.
How many can you get?
I'm going to say, I think I can get 5.
Bobby, Five is on the board.
No, four is all. I think four is where
okay,
I'd stop.
Okay, five. Here we go. We've already told you. Russell Wilson is on the list. Devontae Adams is on the list. There are eight names remaining on the list.
Let's go with Mr. Brady.
Tom Brady comes in at number five. That is correct. Next.
Matthew Stafford.
That is incorrect.
Oh, my gosh, Larry.
Challenge after one attempt. I am sad for you. Here's how the top
man, that is
went.
That is just like the Longhorns, too. Like, wow. We talk all this bluster, and
yeah,
then it's like...
a lot of hype, a lot of bluster, and then you lose after game one. Yes, that is exactly what I think. Joe Burrow...
We laugh so we don't cry, Larry.
Joe Burrow is... Hey, look, it works both ways. My favorite Aggie joke is, how many freshman Aggies does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. That's a sophomore course. Is all right, so it works both ways. Good. You can laugh at yourself. All right. Joe Burrow, number 10 on the list. Patrick Mahomes, number 9. I'm surprised it's that low. Justin Herbert, 8. Cooper Kupp, 7. Mac Jones, 6.
Mac Jones.
Tom Brady, 5. Maybe the most shocking name this high up on the list. Kenny Pickett is number 4. Then Devontae Adams, then Josh Allen, 2. And Russell Wilson, 1. I get that Pickett just got drafted. But
not just got drafted. It's also like... It's Pittsburgh to Pittsburgh. He's a big college like hero in that community. And so then he got drafted to the NFL team. I can see it.
Now we will have to, I guess, circle back and get into more information about the top returning players from injury. We had too much fun. Actually, you guys took up too much time with your stupid Texas hype.
Welcome, Larry.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.